Everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Purvangi Jain from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Fairchem Organics Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2025. Before we begin, a quick cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to the management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings conference call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. I would like to now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Naush Zariwala, MD and Chairman, and Mr. Rajan Zaveri, CFO. I now request Mr. Rajan Zaveri to start with his opening remarks on the financial highlights. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Purvangi. And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our earnings call for the first quarter of financial year 2025. Let me first start off by giving you some of the key financial highlights, after which our chairman and MD, Sri Naush Zariwala, will give you some of the operational highlights. For the first quarter under review, the revenue from operations stood at around 165 crore rupees, which grew by around 3% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter grew by 86% on year-on-year basis to around 22 crores, with EBITDA margins reported at 13.22%, and we reported a net profit after tax of approximately 14 crores rupees for the quarter, which was an increase of around 128% on year-on-year basis. Now, I request our chairman and MD Naushbhai to brief you on the operational highlights for the period under review.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this earning con call. In the year 2025 Q1, we witnessed a significant improvement in our EBITDA margins due to the recognition of revenue coming from the isostatic acid business during the quarter. And coupled with the fact that during the previous quarter, the profitability got impacted due to some startup losses associated with development of isostatic business. We continue to be optimistic about our high-value isostatic business. And in Q1, we have successfully made several full container load export shipments to Europe and US. And we have also received additional orders for exporting isostatic acid to other locations, both from existing and new customers. We are actively taking further steps to get necessary approvals from several new customers and are hopeful of receiving favorable response. I would like to dwell upon one thing, that the stability test for isostatic acid takes pretty long time. So once we send samples to a customer, it would take minimum 3 to 6 months for the sample to get final approval, followed by the trial order, and followed by then the full container load orders. With that, I would like to open the floor for question-answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirav G. Shah from Exemplar Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. What has been the contribution of linoleic acid to total revenues as well as that of dimer acid in Q1?
Revenue from dimer acid and linoleic acid. Dimer acid contributed approximately 45% in terms of value. Linoleic acid contributed approximately 45% in terms of value. And dimer acid contributed close to 22% in terms of value.
Okay, and what is the total sales volume for this quarter and what was it last year same quarter?
Total sales for this quarter vis-a-vis last quarter, sales performance for Q1 FY25 was 16,728, and in, on year-on-year basis it was 16,314, and immediate preceding quarter it was 17,584.
Okay, and regarding isoshiric acid, has the product stabilized right now or in Q1-2 we have incurred further stabilization costs just like last
already
quarter?
As I said, already we have started exporting full container loads of this material.
So Q1 doesn't include any stabilization cost like last quarter, right?
No.
Okay, and are we on track?
You are referring to that startup losses we had incurred in the previous quarter. No, this was not there this quarter.
Okay, and are we on track to achieve full capacity utilization with regards to isostatic, which comes to around 500 metric ton per quarter by December 24?
Oh, yes. As I explained, typically the stability test at customer's end takes 4 to 6 months. So, I mean, the material is under analysis with around 15 to 20 new customers. So, I mean, we are absolutely hopeful that by end of this year, we should get all the approvals. Because our quality is on par with anything, whatever is available in the world.
Okay, great. And lastly, any update on the timeline for launch of new products from new raw material? Are we on track to launch by Q4 25? Or is there any anticipated further delay?
No. We are still working at the pilot plant level.
So, approximate any timeline?
Isostatic acid, it's a novel product, so and no one is making in India, and there are hardly two or three companies making it in world, so it's not going to be, and it's not an easy thing for me to say the timeline, but we are working on it, and we hope to, once we are sure with our pilot plant runs, we'll inform you during the con calls.
Okay, thank you.
Currently, we are focusing more on isostatic acid because it promises a lot.
Got it. Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to management from Faircam Organics Limited for closing comments.
We thank everyone for taking out time to participate in this call and for their interest in Faircam. I hope we have been able to answer your queries. In case of any other queries, please reach out to us or our investment relation advisor, Mr. Sadoram Advisors, Mumbai. Thank you everyone for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Thank you everyone.
On behalf of Faircam Organics Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.